What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Save Data Cast, where this week we're talking about the best games within a game. I'm your host, David, and joining me, as always, is our lovely Captain Zach.
Hello, hello, hello.
The voice of the people, Rob.
What up?
And the unluckiest of them all, Jason.
I missed the 20%, so I had to be here. That's how it goes.
I don't get that.
Fire Emblem joke?
Hey, that was funny. That was funny. Okay.
I don't get it.
Let me be, dude.
We gotta explain it? We just
let I'm not gonna explain.
Okay, just letting that one lie. All right, cool.
Are you kidding me?
If you like what we do here, you can support us by subbing onto Twitch or YouTube, following on both of those channels, or supporting us on patreon.com/savedatateam, where at the $10 level and above, you can get your name included in this here Patreon song.
Thank 'em, thank 'em, gotta thank 'em all. Gotta thank 'em all, our Patreons. Burger Bun, Mr. Cola Bun, Eddie Cosmo, Dave Hall, Lucha, and Sofino. HSM, Ernest, Taco Sensei, Antelister, Logano, 1 JFJ.
Witch Tower, Kevin, Asian, Selfaria, Arky, Forensic, Becknick, Olivira, Mystic, Woody.
Leprechaun, Jacobel, Crimson, Chrissy, Sheber, Steam, Riger, Rilla, Jolie, Soul Masters, BBC, Watts, and Sherlock, Mr. Mercosil, Art, Ami, Borshock. Plethora of penguins and who needs a sleepaway, Yakta, Estever, Entropy, Shadow Navi Quill, and Maho Stars, the driver, 458 Tasty Marvar.
Jack Warner, Red Press, from 19 shows in Canada,
Gear, see the Chester, JC, Foxy, and Ten. Dessert Boy Man, Elijah Sly, Rick Rats, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Pondering Scribes, Yo Croissant, Fulfilla, Written Word, Jade the Punisher, Sevilla.
Thank him, gotta thank him all our Patreons.
More than calories.
Hello.
Yeah,
what's up, folks?
It's the salt, man. Like, you know, like.
That's true.
I don't give a fuck about the salt. I'm worried about the carbs versus the protein versus the calories. What are
pretty
we
much,
talking
it's
about?
It's pretty much where I'm at the moment.
Crazy. That's nuts. That's
like saying like ice cream's healthy because it has milk in it.
It's absolutely
that's not it.
That's
all.
Not even close.
Yes, it is.
No, because ice cream's like ridiculously high calorie because of the cream and the sugar, dude.
I'm not saying
well,
beef jerky's unhealthy
bad,
because
calories.
Yeah, that's the problem. You guys are calorie counting as opposed to
yeah.
Beef jerky is not healthy. It's not in a healthy world.
I mean, for a snack, it's not bad. It's not like I'm not going to eat beef jerky for a meal.
No, yeah. you would do like thin chips or something like that. That's actually healthy.
What are thin chips? I don't even know what
or
that
like
is.
Or like fruit.
It gives you
fruit
nothing.
Is healthy.
Oh, yeah, fruit's also good.
What is
I
fruit?
Also eat fruit. Fruit's a good snack. Got me some Honeycrisp in the fridge. They're good.
Honeycrisp apples. Just...
I think you're wild on this, Jason.
No, I'm not.
This is not
how
the
am I...
topic at all, but yeah. Like...
No, you can't like eat a bag of jerky as
if
a snack.
You say, if I say I have beef jerky and I say it's healthy, that is objectively wrong. I'm sorry. That's
okay.
Not healthy.
I don't think that's what he was saying, though.
Like
yes,
it's this is a pretty healthy snack compared to
it's
like other
snack.
Snacks. Compared to other snacks, it's not bad. It's not straight yes. Carbs. You're getting protein.
Jason's right, but I will gang up on him because I think it's so hypocritical that he's the one saying it.
Also, Thank you, Rob.
It's not healthy. How is that hypocritical? I literally
go back to your Pop Tarts. All right, let's just talk.
I haven't eaten Pop Tarts in a long time. Actually, I don't even eat them anymore.
What do you have for? What do you have for breakfast?
Sorry, what?
I don't have lunch and I don't have breakfast.
Okay, you can't preach to me about being
okay?
healthy and not eat either
yeah,
of those meals.
Yeah,
I'll out-health the shit out of both of you. How about that? We'll talk.
Just because you're like, oh, I'm going to run a couple miles a day, that doesn't mean it's healthy to skip
hey,
two
I'm not,
meals.
I'm not eating beef jerky as my healthy snack. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I also eat fruit as a healthy snack. It's just like beef
That's
jerky works.
Snack.
And honestly, a lot of fruit's not all that healthy. It's like full of sugar.
I know it's not, but like you can't just say beef
like
jerky.
Like apples aren't that good.
That's not what was said.
Yes, he did say that. I'm sorry.
It's I'm like, sorry for you that you're not eating food, Jason. Are you okay?
They're healthy snacks in like context of what you're eating for the rest of the day. Like in isolation, yeah, probably not. But like for what I'm eating the rest of the day is pretty good.
I'm going to try and recover and do the topic that we came here to do, but I am flabbergasted.
I'm boggled, man. I always find myself every day. Every day I find myself the most normal human being out here. I don't know how it always is.
That's literally not the case.
It's actually pretty normal. It's pretty normal. Sleeping 6 hours a day is also pretty normal.
That's normal. What are you talking about?
We are making fun of him for two normal things.
Like, six hours a day can be normal. I think seven is probably like true average, but six is
fine. I like this poll a lot.
Bro eats mustard and pickles on every fucking sandwich. Normal.
I think those are good for you.
I hate both of those things, but go for it.
Hold on. So we're letting chat decide who arguably is weirder than everybody else on this fucking call. Right
now. Well, according to you, Jason, everyone's weirder than you. You're the only sane person in a world full of crazies.
Yeah, I didn't think beef jerky was healthy. That's all. That's already a good start. I'm just saying. I like beef jerky. It's not healthy.
What kind of beef jerky are you eating, too? Like, something bad.
It's beef jerky. You know what they do for beef jerky to make it?
It's literally beef that is smoked or dried. That's it. That's all beef jerky is just beef that's sliced thinly and dried. I've made it repeatedly.
Oh, Rob, that got me good.
It's just smoked and dried meat.
Let's continue. Let's talk about this.
Lord. All right.
Hey, whoever voted yes. Out to you guys. You guys are the real ones. I was one of them.
I was going to say, one was Jason.
I guess for context, because I'm leaving this in the VOD, chat voted...
No, don't cut this out of the VOD.
86% no to is Jason normal.
Did you promise to do a screen cap of it? I can get that.
No, I'm not going to edit that in. I have to play Final Fantasy after this tonight.
No way.
You don't.
I do. Put that out there. I do need to do that, yeah. So that's just going to happen.
I decided I'm not going to play that game, actually.
It's probably good if you want time to do other things. Folks, today on the Save Data Cast, we're talking the best games within a game. That's the topic, y'all. It's a game that takes place within the game you're already playing, but isn't the game you're already playing, but it technically is because it's in the game you're already playing.
Explained so well. Yeah.
Someone call this a mini game, but if you say just mini game, that would mean like Mario Party mini games and stuff, which I don't think we include.
Mini game is disingenuous to the.
We're gonna have to.
I might need to leave the show.
I think there's going to be contentions on what we put forth, but we'll see.
Okay, then, I mean, you know, we'll talk about it.
That's fine. Hey, y'all, I would like to begin, mainly because I have one that is very recency biased. Very recency biased. I played this literally last night. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has a metric fuckload of games within the game.
Uh-huh.
One would argue the entire game is a collection of games within the game. Not dissimilar to Mario Party, but one stands out above the rest, and this is coming from known card game hater me. I don't like card games.
This is surprising to me that you like this game.
Dislike card games in general with a strong passion, but this one I enjoy a lot, and that's Queen's Blood. Queen's Blood is very, very good. Very, very good. For folks who haven't played Queen's Blood, it's not like most other card games, which is probably why I like it. Cards don't have power. There's no numbers really in this game. the only number a card has is its like value. And the rest of it is all about zone control in the game. This is a card game that's really about like, hey, there's a 3x6 grid, and each card has different levels of zone control when you play it and different costs to play. And the entire game is about controlling the map. That's the heart of Queen's Blood.
I like that. I'm also pulling up a video to make sure I understand it.
I need an image to see what the hell is going on, because this is not helping me.
I don't have.
Okay, so they have like zones in their fucking cards.
Yeah, so like the cards show what zones they will kind of exert control over. The number is important. It like adds each lane basically you're fighting over in this game, and it's an addition of your points in the lane, which is the number on the card, versus the enemy's points. But there's a bunch of other stuff that happens too, like you can have cards that can kill enemy cards, you can have cards that can reduce the power of enemy cards, empower your cards, kill your own cards.
Did you say they didn't have power?
Well, no, I mean like the number is less meaningful. Like having control over the map is a lot more meaningful than the number of the card so far in my experience. Like the number of the card is not meaningless, it's just less important than in most card games that I have played. So it's about like having zone control over this map basically. And I really enjoy this game. It's all PvE too, which probably helps my enjoyment. I don't have to deal with other human beings. I'm just playing against different varying difficulties of computers, and some of them are very difficult and some of them are not at all difficult. But lots of cards with some cool powers that like alter the game that I really like. Lots of cool different mechanics that they build into this game. Like there's mechanics where you can like increase your power when like either your own team or your enemy or the enemy dies. So you can actually set up like kind of a farm where you kill your own people and slowly gain power, but then if you do that strategy, you risk losing control over the zone and then like having that backfire. So it's very cool. I really like this game a lot. Within Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, I kind of want them to release it separately as like a free to play thing so people play it.
It's the thing where like I've heard so much hype about this game that I would be shocked if they didn't make a standalone version for it, like they did with Gwent in The Witcher 3.
Well, the thing is, the Gwent standalone game didn't go great, so I don't know if they will.
That's true.
Like the Gwent standalone kind of came and went. But
it came and went, yeah. It's the thing, though, where like, it's Square Enix. They just be making games out here. Like,
that's true. If they can put out random farming game 2027.
They put out so many farm sim games last year that nobody did. Bought.
Shout out to Harvestella. And y'all remember Harvestella, that game no one played?
David,
myself included, didn't play it. But they knew we just putting out games, so like, why don't they just put out
thank you
Queen's Blood,
Ramses, Theater Rhythm, Final Bar Line. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'm not far enough in the game to know how this pans out, but like this game also has in-world consequences and stuff too, like in the narrative, which seem cool so far.
Oh, if you I'm played not enough Aerith Lives.
I doubt that's the case. Wait. But like there's this thing where like not every time you rank up, but sometimes when you rank up, which happens when you beat a certain number of players and then beat a captain, like you get this cutscene, which is kind of like a flashback to the guy who created the game in universe, who's talking about how corrupted the game is and how the Queen's Blood is like doing shit. And then you talk to other high ranking people and they're like, oh, you've seen the messages too. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this universe? It's cool. I'm not far enough to know what any of it means yet, but like, it's cool. I'm enjoying this mini game a lot. In a game that has, like I said earlier, a metric fuckload of mini games, this one and another one I'll bring up later are two like huge standouts. Absolutely humongous standouts. Like they put a lot of effort into this, and all the cards are in universe stuff too. It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very cool. Some of them are like dumb funny. like they're Jason, you'll appreciate this. There's a Star Fox 64 minigame in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's just Star Fox 64.
Ooh, okay, hold on. There's one in Kingdom Hearts, but that doesn't mean it's...
No, it's good, though.
I'm finding the more I like Star Fox, the more it's because of what they're coming out of their mouth. Fucking gameplay is.
Oh, Jason, I think 90% of the reason you like Star Fox is because of the voice
actor. Jason, that's why I say it too, because there's like a whole lore in universe about this game, and they're like talking to you, and it's there's a superhero. Mm. It's got some it's like Super Sentai vibes to it. It's very, very entertaining.
Yeah.
But like, that's an in-universe card in this game too, and like you can win it by being good at the other mini games. So like the mini games feed into each other to kind of like empower this Queen's Blood game. It's very cool, and the powers like correspond to the monsters in the game in some, not in all cases, but in some cases like they make sense. Mm. Like there's a Mind Flayer card that like kills people on your team and like sucks out their brains and then empowers itself. It's cool. It's very cool.
What the fuck?
Shout out to Queen's Blood. So good.
Queen's Blood, pretty good.
So good.
Maybe someday I'll play it.
It's no Queen's Gambit. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my god.
Netflix.
Does chess count as a mini game? Chess count as a game within a game?
A lot of games have bowling, chess, cards, you know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Wii Chess, my favorite.
Is that a thing?
No.
No. Oh,
okay. Not yet.
Making a joke. Not yet. They're going to go back and release Chess for the Wii.
Yep.
In 2024.
Oh, Wii Chess is actually a game. Oh, no, it's not.
You guys have...
Wait,
guys
it is. Wii right? Chess is real. That is a game. Wii Chess is a real game and Nintendo made it.
I'm so mad. Good for them. It's easy money. All right. I'm assuming, Jason, Rob, either y'all are going to talk about Chao Garden.
I can briefly mention it.
Well, like, was it a thing you were going to expand upon? Because otherwise,
I had other ones because I thought everybody else was going to talk about potentially Chao Garden as a whole.
Then we'll talk about Chao Garden now because Chao Garden is pretty big. I think most of us can talk about it too, which would be nice. Hey, folks, a very long time ago on a system nobody bought but me. And maybe 12 other people, the Dreamcast, there was a game called Sonic Adventure 2, which then later got ported, called Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. And in that game, it's a normal Sonic game. By normal, I use that term loosely. It's a freaky Sonic game, but it's a not bad one, which is rare. And it has a random mini game of these little blue creatures called Chows. And you can collect animals and like...
Robot parts.
Test tubes.
I forgot the name. I think like something core. I thought.
But. Yeah.
Power up tubes. Yeah.
While you play the game, and you can give it to your chows, and they level up like Tamagotchi style, and then
there's mini games in that mini game.
Yes. Then you take your chows to like you can do like fighting competitions, racing competitions, and the races are like. Sometimes it's just like running, and then sometimes it's like, okay, they got to run this section, they have to fly.
It's a triathlon, man. Yeah.
They have to shake a tree. They have to use their intelligence to get something out of a box. And sometimes your chow is like fucking stupid.
And your chow
out of the box, man.
Changes its appearance as like it gets better in certain skills. And also like depending on what you do with the chow, who's taking care of the chow, stuff like that. So you can level up to be like a demon big brain wizard chow, and it's like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, if you give them green cores or Sonic or Shadow, they get the hedgehog hair essentially,
right back.
And they start they actually start sprinting too. It's fucking crazy.
It's genuinely insanely complex.
You can resurrect them
at least for a very side thing. Yeah, they can get old and die, which is kind of crazy.
They can breed.
They can breed.
True.
There's different like eggs you can buy at the black market because there's a black market.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's a black market.
There's the black market.
That looks so goofy.
And the different fruits you can give them that have different effects too. Like all the food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chao Garden's so good. Like there's only one 3D Sonic game that I've beaten, and it's Sonic Adventure 2. And it's not because Sonic Adventure 2 is good.
Right,
it's because
you didn't play Sonic 06. Yeah, of course.
No, it was Goggles. Goggles played Sonic 06.
Yeah, different.
But the only reason I think I beat Sonic Adventure 2 was because of the Chao Garden. Like, if the Chao Garden wasn't there, I don't think I would have finished that game, because, like, it's fine.
I mean, listen, a lot of that game is mid, but some parts of that game are so fucking good.
There's a couple super hype parts, but, like...
The Chao Garden is part of it.
Yeah. I was just say, I think this might be my example of integrating the actual game with the mechanics of the minigame. Probably the best out of anything we're going to list here. Because, like, you don't have to do it. You don't have to access it. You don't have to have any partake in it at all. You can literally skip it entirely. It doesn't have any weight on the game itself. But if you want to invest in it, you're actually doing the mission still, too, and proactively playing the game. And you're rewarded for playing the game, finding secrets, doing well with, like, you know, getting that specific animal, getting that, you know, specific, you know, power core, like fighting the guys. Mm-hmm. It's great at integrating game and wanting you to go back to the missions. Where can I optimize? Like, I got to go to Pumpkin Hill to get moon dogs or
got to go to Pumpkin Hill to find your lost pieces.
The skeleton.
I know that it's there.
The bats to get one of the legs or something like that. You target specific things by going to specific missions. That's why I think I would use this as an example of doing it, probably integrating it probably the best with gameplay versus the minigame.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Making it fun and yet avoidable if you really don't want to. So
yeah, that's true. Like, you can pass it up entirely, but if you do play, you want to replay levels.
It definitely kept me, like, playing the base game longer, because I was like, oh well, I gotta go get more, I don't know, little bears to feed to my chow so they become strong,
big and
so
strong,
the punching mini game or whatever the hell it is.
Chow Garden, so good,
absolutely great. I think Jason's point of, like, it ties into the actual gameplay. It's probably better in that mechanic than most of the games that we would have. I can even think of. So for that reason, that's probably my number one. I know me.
I think it's my number one.
A lot of people upset in the community. The fact that Sega hasn't made a standalone Chao Garden minigame, even if it was for mobile. With microtransactions, I would fucking play that.
Frankly, the fact that the Chao Garden has not returned, period.
Ever.
Since Sonic Adventure 2 is insane.
You're wrong.
What was it in?
It's in a different... It's like one of the Sonic Adventures right after it. I think it's a Sonic Director's Cut.
There's no more
Sonic. There's no Sonic Adventure after.
No, it's the Director's Cut. I think it's in.
Oh,
it's
Sonic Adventure DX.
It's definitely in a 3D Sonic. It's just bad.
All right. Well, the DX one is... It's just the remake.
I think it's Director... It's the one with the water dude.
Yeah, that's Adventure DX.
Yeah.
On the cover, I think. I think it's really horribly done.
I don't think they put Joker. It could be.
They
mistaken.
Did.
It might have been in the original game. They didn't have a Chao Garden, but
it's real bad. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do, like, half the shit you can do in the first one.
Yeah, Chrono was just based on the murder of Sonic the Hedgehog. I found the best Sonic games are the ones that don't have typical Sonic gameplay. It's you're not wrong.
No, that's entirely true. Sonic and Knuckles and, like, the old ones, Sonic 2 or whatever you want to say, are typical Sonic gameplay, and they're pretty good for what they are.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, Lord Granddaddy, thank you.
That's what I would say, at least. It's the other ones where that aren't Sonic gameplay that are not great. Except Heroes is fine.
Jason is correct. Sonic Adventure DX did have a chow raising system.
And it was bad. It was bad.
And it had integration with the GBA. Yeah.
Oh my god, it did.
Yeah, but instead of the original one.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, they had the little GBA kiosk that you could go to. That's true. Well, definitely had it.
All right, Robert Jason, what games do you want to bring forth?
Do you count Majora's Mask as minigames, or is that like side quest?
Explain.
Doing them, like getting like side quests, like Mask, or getting the bomb mask, like doing that quest. I'm just asking.
I would consider that more of just as a side quest, like it's part of the game.
I wasn't going to use that as well. I'm trying to clarify what it means to be a
minigame. Yeah.
So I'm going to bring forth, a developer slash like a you know, somebody who does this in most of their games has mini games, and I'm also going to use an example of like a bad game or two that, or the games themselves aren't bad, but they're integrated horribly, the mini games. So let's start with bad uses of this for mini games, so that way we can have a baseline.
Okay.
Games that do this really poorly that incorporate mini games. So famously, one of my least favorite is Donkey Kong 64. Now, the minigames themselves are fine, but you have to go and like individually find the barrel to play them, get the right character to get in and play
them. That's a Donkey Kong 64 classic. Fuck you.
Right. So like, so you have like different tasks to do in a quick amount of time. That's fine. Those minigames are not even what I'm talking about. There's a lot of those where it's like, be the rhino or whatever he's called, or the fish, Engarde or something like that. The minigame I'm specifically referencing is at the end of the game, to beat the fucking game,
oh yeah,
are stupid as shit. You know who I'm fucking talking about. Let's make kids beat the Donkey Kong arcade to get the fucking Nintendo coin. Oh, better yet, you have to play the stupid ass jetpack game. Both of those games are horrible. You can't get the K Rule without the fucking coins. Horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yep.
Do not make me play a fucking shitty minigame.
It's so hard.
Do not make me play a minigame to do that.
I know.
That's one example.
I know it's bad because I've never played that game, but other than people talking about swapping between Kongs, the only other thing I've heard about DK64 is the jetpack minigame. That's the only other thing I've heard about how bad it is.
When you're forced to play minigames is where I'm focusing on when it's bad. Another game series that does this, unfortunately, sorry, at least it's not here, Kingdom Hearts 1 specifically needs to go fucking die for this.
If some bad ones.
Stupid gummy ship shit is awful. The gummy ship, terrible. I'm sorry if you like it and it's cool, you can design your own ship. The levels themselves, lame as shit. My
counterpoint to that is that I never upgraded my gummy ship and I was still able to play the whole game.
But I don't want to do their little flyby space thing.
And that's true. Every time it did start, I was like, it's a gummy ship level. Ugh.
And then the other one I'm going to specifically reference in Kingdom Hearts that is also awful, and I'm sorry if you like this character, the Winnie the Pooh levels can go fuck themselves.
They do.
They're awful. They're not a real world. I don't want to talk to fucking Winnie the Pooh and get his goddamn honey down for this fat fuck. I'm sorry. I'm good. I don't need to. He can just do whatever he wants. If you like them, that's fine. I don't like them at all. They're horrible.
Wow. Damn.
So that's sorry if you like them, but I gotta call them out. Those two are, and they're forced. They're more, you have to do those. That's the problem.
I personally really like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, but I hate both of those pieces of that game series.
Father. Yeah, it's a father that I have to fucking play this. Here's shitty ass dialogue. I was like, where's my fucking tail? I'm like, bro, I am like, my shoes are way too big for this. Like, I can't deal with this.
Yo, if you wanna see somebody complain about sore shoes, tune in whenever the hell my girlfriend ranks fashion. I don't believe I'm gonna do sore.
Those two games are like famous. They're well enough known that I can use them as examples. Don't integrate your mini games when you're doing these kind of mini games. Force into the actual gameplay themselves without refining them. Now, counterpoint, a game series that does this well. I'm going to name two.
Mm.
So I'm going to hold off one. I'm going to do a small one first that only does like one series, and that's Saints Row. So Saints Row does this exceptionally well, where you can actually make money. Their mini games are actually pretty fun. Some of them, the one where you like literally like jump in front of cars to do like try to get money. I like that one. Like, you jump in front of money and try to, it's called like insurance.
Insurance fraud, yeah.
There's one and two that you like throw paparazzis. You're like guarding a VIP. You can like throw them into like hazards to get rid of them because you're like a bodyguard. So you just do like random, like you can throw them into like an airport like thing and it like grinds them into fucking dust or something like that. So they just have like in a jet fuel. Like,
oh my god.
They have like various mini games, but I think
do you remember
Saints
those?
Row, and then they went off the deep end and made the mini games the focus. But in like 2 and 1, you did them as like ways to earn extra cash or unlock like different weapons and stuff. And I like some of them are pretty fun. Some of them are okay, but I mean, like Insurance Fraud is the one I always bring up as a fun.
Yeah, Insurance Fraud was good. I distinctly remember Insurance Fraud.
And then
that was fun.
As a whole, I think that the company / people that do it the best, I know. They're a big series. They should do it. Is Rockstar? I think Rockstar does this the best.
Very true.
Any on brand. You play Red Dead Redemption. You can do the card game. I know I just ragged on it. You have the Liar's Dice in that. You have the knife game in that, for example, too. Bully has the classes, which are actually kind of fun, in my opinion. Some of the classes for Bully, you do like try to close off your squares. And then I never you can played also
Bully.
Do like,
I feel like that's
you can
a big
also
mess.
Do like word based ones too, where you try to get like words, which are pretty tricky. But you get some like benefits. Again, you don't have to do these, but you just get some like nice perks and bonuses. Vice City has like you can get extra armor for like Vigilante. You can do like a bank robbery side mission for like I know it's technically a mission, but like there's like Vigilante, there's like Rage, et cetera, et cetera. There's just a bunch of like different mini games in the GTA series as well that are famous as well. You can do like fire, like puts fires out. You can just basically do paramedic missions, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say the occupation missions,
yeah,
between
you
like
occupation
those
stuff.
Are good or too.
One of my favorite games, mini games, was collecting cars for like the them for like the car company, and then you got cars for it when you beat it.
It was the Las Venturas guy, right?
Dope. No, he was a car salesman guy. He was like a sleazy car salesman. That might have been a different one you're thinking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm thinking San Andreas. I think the car stealing guy was in Los Angeles.
San Andreas
specifically,
had the same minigames I'm referencing. Yeah. But I think Rockstar as a whole incorporates their minigames where they give you benefits, give you rewards, you get extra armor, health, weapons unlocked. But you never feel like forced to do them. You can always just progress the story, just do whatever you want. And if you want a side breathing from playing the story, that's what these minigames should be. You play the game in a different way. Or in an alternative way, except you brief yourself from the gameplay and give yourself
except for
when you're playing Winnie the Pooh and fucking wanting to die because you hear like the worst pig accent, piglet.
Pig accent?
It's terrible. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
In my head, I was thinking you're absolutely right. Like none of the mini games are forced, except for when your fucking cousin calls you Nico, my cousin. You want to go bowling?
Or as famous, they're memed on for it when you do like the social ones,
which is like it's especially hilarious because like the bowling's decently fun in 4, but like I hate it because my cousin keeps calling me to do it.
What was your cousin's name?
Nico. Roman. Nico. Roman.
Roman. Nico. There we go. Roman.
Yeah. Roman, my cousin.
You have so many other side guys you could call. Jacob was one of my favorite. I fucking love Jacob. But the newer ones I can't talk on, but the old ones I know for sure have.
5 has some really good mini games. Like golf, I know in 5 is really good.
Yeah.
And I think they've added a bunch in GTA Online that I have not played, but like are like hugely popular. So
shout out to one of the most underrated games of all time. The Warriors, also made by Rockstar, had a bunch of mini games as well. Yeah. You can do like an arcade game, you can do like multiplayer, you can just go around and do like various like ways, again, not to just do missions. Like the arcade machine itself was really fun. You just like a beat 'em up like the Teenage Ninja like game basically for like Warriors. I was like, that's fun. That's cool. Not forced. So I just think Rockstar deserves a special shout out.
I think you're right.
For doing it, I think, as a whole for their company, probably doing it in the best way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. They do deserve it.
Rob, what you got for us?
This is so tricky.
Rob hasn't played any games.
Mario Baseball, let's go!
No,
it's the game.
No.
When I was talking to Jason just before the stream, he reminded me of a game I played years and years ago. I went to the library to rent video games because I found out our library had like an audio video part of the section of the library.
We
get movies and shit. And I was like, oh, they have games. They had like Command and Conquer, which they didn't have when I went back in the future.
Damn, so cool.
Space. And they had Fast Food Tycoon. And I was like, oh, okay, I like Roller Coaster Tycoon, so I'll try this out. And the regular game was just abysmal. It was like, oh, yeah, buy money, buy ingredients, sell fast food, sell pizza or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is very fun. And then there's like a mini game where you are like a mob boss and you try to rob other pizza places.
What?
And sometimes there are like other people defending it, so you have to kill them. You have to kill their mob boss who has like extra health.
What is this game called?
Fast Food Tycoon.
Fast Food Tycoon.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, wait. God. That's awesome. That's sick. I played for hours just playing this mini game, and you can upgrade your person to shoot faster, have more health, move faster, I think. Oh, I was like, this is
I'm looking at this now. This is insane. What
this
the
is
fuck?
So much fun. And it's I was not expecting it at all when I opened this up. And I was like, oh my God. That's the only thing I played the entire like week. It lets you rent the game. I was only playing that mini game. And I was like, that was time well spent. And I completely forgot about it until Jason and I talked.
I'm dying because yeah, I'm looking at this and like the base gameplay looks like the most generic like SimCity
yeah.
shit. And then yeah, the I will say the menus for the mob boss shit is like there's so many fucking clickable icons that it pisses me off. But
oh wow, and the style is so 90s.
The style is yeah something else.
Incredible.
That's really good. That's really really good.
That's fun, incredible. That's
Actually, I think the website, because I Googled it just to like make sure I knew what the game was, and this website just lets me download the game. So I might just like try
to
play.
Oh, shit. Who needs a library?
Dude, I love, there are so many old Tycoon games that are so like, just good. Dino Park Tycoon, what's this one? Fast Food Tycoon. There's so many.
I like Zoo Tycoon. That one was actually not
Zoo Tycoon's great. Zoo Tycoon's technically still alive. They keep doing new stuff with it. But
oh, for real?
Yeah, they've made new like new versions of it.
New animals.
Like it's not a dead series. They keep making new ones still.
Good for them. Good for them.
Oh,
I figured one of you two was going to talk about Yakuza because I can't.
I was saving that one. Someone in the chat brought this one up, and this was the next one I was going to bring up.
The Persona card game?
No.
I was hoping you were going to talk about that because
nope, I don't know anything about that. Really? One person. I've only played Persona 5, so I don't actually.
Okay.
One of the first things I thought of when we were given this topic of game within a game is a game within a game that spawned games, and that's Dota. Defense of the Ancients in Warcraft 3.
Hold on. He's actually got a point.
I got a very good point. You're right.
No, you do. You do. But,
Defense of the Ancients was originally just a Warcraft 3 user-generated map. Which is basically Dota / League of Legends back in like the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. It's good enough that it spawned an entire genre, basically.
As somebody who loves Warcraft 3 and doesn't necessarily love the spawn from it, I appreciate the availability of like what you could do in the custom map design.
Yeah.
Like there's like a 300 there's like a 300 game you could play. Oh, like there's a survival based thing
between StarCraft and like Warcraft. There were so many
different ROM, like not ROMs, but like basically like add-ons.
Yeah.
It's essentially like literally somebody taking a Halo custom online multiplayer mode, and then that became what for a very long time was the biggest game genre.
Another one I was gonna bring up was Griffball
game.
I was gonna bring up Griffball because like some of those things I feel like most user generated content for stuff like that is like, okay, this feels like a mode, this feels like something that's part of the game. Dota and like Griffball and some of the others were like so different from the base game that they felt like completely different games within the game. And that's why I brought up Dota specifically. It's like it felt so completely different from Warcraft 3 in that it was entirely focused on one hero, like nothing else mattered. It set the groundwork for the system that MOBAs all use with like the 3-lane system with mobs and towers and items that you can buy and powers that each individual character has and roles and all that stuff. Like this is just couple people made a mod basically for this game.
Recognized for sure.
Yeah. And specifically what made it great for Warcraft is that unlike with a lot of other games where like if users generate content you have to download a mod, this was like
it was on Battle.net.
Exactly. It's on Battle.net, so like you just played it. And I think the first time you played it, you did get a little download bar to download like the map info, and sometimes people would kick you if you had that bar. They'd kick you because they'd be like, oh, you're a noob. But like other than that, like you could play it. Exactly. You're right. It's the same people. The people are the same.
I have to add on just in case somebody tries to check me on do Fire Emblem minigames. Are they good? I'll just answer that very quickly. No. Fishing's awful.
Yeah,
they're not awful.
Having tea with your teachers is not really fun.
Tea is not that great either.
Well, some people are very, very into that one.
Does the eugenics count as a mini game?
That is not a mini game. No, it's not. No, the mini games that are in Engage in Three Houses kind of fucking bad.
Yeah, they're not great.
I don't count Arena and older games as a mini game. So
that's just combat.
You ask
again,
me, I have to cover my base because somebody's gonna ask me. True. The mini game suck. The fishing mini game awful.
That's true.
Zelda fishing great.
Dota legendary status. Even if like you don't like Dota, you gotta kind of. You gotta respect that a map basically made for one game spawned an entire genre of video games that for many years, and this maybe even still be true, are like the most popular, the most profitable games in the entire industry.
For sure. Yeah, at least until Fortnite like, ran away with everything. But like, even still, they're making.
Fresh on the chat. Insane. I'm still not over finding out Dota is an acronym.
You want me to blow your mind even more? It's a song too.
It's true.
By Defense Bass Hunter. Ancients.
Yeah, Defense of the Ancients. Don't
I feel you, Mon.
I think specifically Leprechaun, Dota that Steam owns does not stand for anything.
Song, yeah.
But Dota that is the UGC for Warcraft 3 does stand for Defense of the Ancients.
The guy uses Dota sounds in the fucking song.
Yeah.
And he also sings Now You're Gone too. That's another song he sings.
I want to talk about Yakuza.
Hell yeah.
Particularly the newest one, Yakuza 8, which is like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. Before this game launched, they made a big press push of the mini game mode to essentially build your own like Animal Crossing Island. I'm here to tell you that is very good. Dondoko Island, as it's called.
I was going to ask what the name was. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, basically at some point in the game, you get washed up on a deserted island. It's very stupid. It's like super Yakuza. Like this makes no sense. And conveniently at the time, you're like, party members are like, oh, it's okay, we need 3 days to like finish making a YouTube video. I'm not joking, that's the plot. And he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll hang out on this island. And you find out like, oh, this was an island that used to be a resort that now has become like a genuinely a toxic dumping ground for this like shitty group of people that's their job. They just take trash and put it on this island that used to be popular with tourists. And you have to like destroy the trash. Destroying the trash builds up like the rating of the island. Also, you'll randomly come across goons and it becomes like beat 'em up, not turn-based, which is what most of the combat is in this game. It's action, it's very hack and slash. Like it's not hard. But you're doing that, you're building up the island, and you're also like placing down items, and eventually they work in like, hey, this we're trying to build this as a resort island. Let's try and get guests to come here. And so you get guests and they're like, oh, I want the island to have a refined vibe or a pop culture vibe or a sleazy vibe. And so you're like starting to add items to your what is essentially a Animal Crossing island.
What, it's like, oh, what kind of items do you add to make it a sleazy item, Zach?
Or a island? Strip club.
There you go.
You can add a strip club to your island.
Okay. All right.
It gives you a big question answer.
All right.
Like the first item I think I got for sleazy was like a sign for a bar. I didn't even have the bar yet. I was just like, all right, cool, sure. And then like eventually like I ended up building like 10 pool tables and you can get like a mannequin of a maid outfit. Because that gives you a sleazy rating. So I just had a shit ton of them in the corner because I was like, well, this is going to make the perverts happy that come to this island. But you're constantly doing that. And as you're doing, like, you get currency, which doesn't help you in the real game. It only helps you on the island. They delineate that very well. But they also, like, as you level up, you get, like, fuck you crazy bonuses to your currency in the real game.
Doing the mini games when you were doing them because you were there something to do during the game or like because you always
so
said you
no
never stuck.
this is very like you stop playing the main game to do this.
Okay.
It became like okay, I'm gonna stop and play this like until I get bored. And then because like after I think it's literally like an hour of playing this mini game, they're like, all right, you can go back to the main game if you want. And I was like, I'm having a pretty good time, because at that point I was starting to get build like hotels, not hotels. You start building tents to invite people to your island. And I was like, this is pretty fun.
It's literally Animal Crossing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it very much is. But there's a little bit more of a carrot on the stick, because you're not just like making the island nice for like permanent residents. You're constantly cycling new people in. And you can find people to come to your island in the regular game. Like you'll walk around and like meet, I don't know. For example, there were like two big booby bikini women who were like, I wish we could go to a deserted island. And I was like, well, do I have the island for you?
Yakuza series does that with a lot of their recent games.
For sure.
Like, yeah.
They have like,
it's not usually an island, a deserted island with booby women, but like usually they have a, hey, recruit this random person like
to work for your a side job that
you have. Like the Ishin game, it was like you get people to join your Shinsengumi squad. They're the like middle game between the last Yakuza game and the new one, Gaiden, was like you can recruit people to your Coliseum team.
Noradora points out that was a thing in Zero too, right? Recruiting the chicken as a host and stuff. Yes. Keeping with the franchise's legacy, you can invite the chicken to come to your island as a guest. It's incredible. The chicken pays you a lot of money to stay there, which is very funny.
I had,
but you're also like as you're doing this, like the instead of Animal Crossing, where like the time is real time, there is an in-game time to each day, which is about 20 minutes, and you're like running around the island and be like, fuck, okay, I got to clear the trash in this side so I can keep lowering the amount that it's going to cost for me to renovate this island. And then it's like, oh, fuck. At a certain point, you get a whole separate island that has like a farm on it. And you put your Tsujimon, who are essentially Pokemon that you collect in this game.
They're people like, that are Pokemon.
They're real humans. But you're like, okay, I'm going to have my Pikachu farm the land. I'm going to have my Charizard train at the gym. And then I'm going to have my Bulbasaur fucking try and make items out of re-scrapped plastic, kind of, but better in every way.
Clearly a parody.
Yes, and it also like levels up your Tsujimon, which is another, there's a whole Pokemon mini game in this one that just is pretty in depth, and you level them up here, which is very useful. I don't want to get too long on it, but basically I really enjoyed this game. When I hit this point, I think I was like 12 hours into the game. They make you play a good bit before you get to this. And then I played it for the next, I think, 6 to 8 hours of just playing this game until I completed it, because I was like, this mode was really fun. And also when I came back to the main game, at the most I had ever accrued was about $2,000. And I came back to the main game and I had $500,000. And so I was able to instantly buy gear that was like so many levels ahead of me that I was like, okay, well, my bat now obliterates any enemy that I hit with it. And that feels really good.
A similar vein, I won't go as in depth on it, but like a Dragon. Yakuza Like a Dragon, sorry. Yakuza Like a Dragon's like business management sim thing did a lot of similar stuff. So, like, I got addicted to that thing. And Nugget the Chicken was also there. It was great. Uh-huh. They could be your CEO, basically. Or I guess your president. You were the CEO. But yeah, it's a great side thing. I spent several hours on it and then was like, oh, you know what? I should probably go back to playing the game. Wow, I'm rich now. Let me go upgrade all my gear.
Yakuza does many games great. Also, a very quick shout out. I didn't play it much in the game. There's a fucking Crazy Taxi parody in this called... It's a DoorDash parody. Like, they're doing DoorDash, but Crazy Taxi.
Oh, it's like the burger delivery thing, right?
Yeah. And you're like a cyclist. You get on a bike to deliver DoorDash deliveries, essentially.
Which is extra funny, because that's all Sega. Like...
Yes, exactly. And you're doing stunts, and like as you're doing stunts, they actually say like crazy delivery, and like you can do like backflips, and like your bike catches on fire when you have a combo. Like it's so stupid and so silly, but really, really fun.
Hell yeah. I'm excited to get into that game when I'm done with Final Fantasy.
Do you want to do we all just want to do, since we all probably played at least one Zelda game, your favorite Zelda minigame in all of the games? One I don't think anybody's going to name.
Sure, please.
Yeah, go for it.
It ironically might be Twilight Princess in the fishing shack.
Oh, yeah. There's like a little... That'll be mine.
Yeah. It is the little fucking tilty game.
Yeah.
You go one. And you have to get this like marble around a maze. I fucking love that game.
I had like a physical game that played a lot like that. Yeah,
I could go get it right now.
Yeah, those games are
fucking awesome. Yeah, you try to get around this maze and there's like a little holes and traps.
Yep.
But you get this marble.
Those are fun.
Steel ball. Yeah.
Those are super fun. Get
the finish line. Yeah.
Honestly, I like those ones. I think
Zelda fan. I don't know if there's a mini game in a Zelda game that I really love.
What about Sploosh?
I think the Twilight Princess fishing is pretty good too.
Not fun.
Battleship, you don't like?
No.
Yeah.
He's very funny. I love that guy, yeah. But fuck that mini game. Sorry, I talked over. Which one were you going to say, David?
I was just saying, like, the pretty same as Jason. I also liked Twilight Princess's fishing in particular was good.
That's the one I was referencing when I said the fishing. So
yeah, like both the fishing and the puzzle game that's not the fishing in the fishing shack.
Yeah, you don't like Zora Dive? Come on, man.
No.
Yeah, Zora Dive sucks.
Nope.
Even in Tears of the Kingdom, the fucking like skydiving, you gotta do it really fast and not fuck up mini games.
Oh, I liked those ones. That was my favorite. That was my favorite Skyland part. Was the flying fast
Skyward Sword where you're like you're flying through like rings?
Yeah, it's that.
That was fun.
It's
like that one.
It's whatever.
Oh,
get good.
What about the chicken game? Come on.
Oh,
chicken game actively sucks.
Go find all the cuckoos.
You don't like the chicken game? Come on, man.
No, Rob, I'm
what's
okay
your favorite Zelda minigame?
I only played Twilight Princess, so I didn't really like any of the minigames.
Okay, you didn't play any of the good ones, yeah.
Wow.
He's like, fuck off.
Yeah, you can't do this here. You're outnumbered. Came into the wrong neighborhood, bud. You got to get your buddy Ian.
Worst 3D Zelda game.
Skyward Sword.
No way. Yeah. Worse than Skyward Sword?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You're absolutely right. It's the second worst.
No,
insane. Skyward's absolutely insane.
Yeah,
insane.
But I just wanted to pick one that I know at least all of us are familiar in the series.
I guess I'll shout out the fishing in.
There's a lot of fishing mini games. It might be the most mini game of mini games. Fishing mini games.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Like, it might be the most like. I'm trying to think, is there a minigame that like appears more than like fishing as like a bonus add-on to like games?
I can't.
Because a lot of RPGs have them. Dark Cloud has one, for example, too.
Yeah, ooh, Dark Cloud, good.
Dark Cloud is bad. It's real bad.
I don't even remember it.
You throw a rod in the river and hope it fucking hitches. That's all you got.
Yeah.
I like Stardews, but...
Oh, I should have put Star. I wasn't even on my list. Fishing and Stardew is my favorite. I love that shit.
But I didn't know if, like how much I wanted to count that.
I could fish in Stardew for like 10 hours, and I'd be plenty happy.
Like there's like a fucking wheelbarrow, not a wheelbarrow, like a minecart one.
So. I'm trying to remember. There was one recently that I think actually is a better fishing.
Like darts too.
I don't know. I think ultimately for me, I like it when the fishing gets fast. It's really good.
There's also cards is in a lot of games too. Some variation of playing cards.
Yeah.
Man, I would love to talk about Balatro, but that's just the main game.
That's the game.
You gotta play Aces and Adventures, man. I'm telling you.
I did have
play what?
It's if you guys like Balatro, you should play Aces and Adventures. Or at least we'll look it up. I played it. It's pretty good.
I had one on my list that like I wasn't a fan on, but I know a lot of people are, which is Triple Triad from Final Fantasy 8/14.
I was about to ask, what do you think about
I'm not a big Triple Triad fan, but I know there are many people in the world that think Triple Triad is better than Final Fantasy VIII, the game that Triple Triad is in. Like when I went to PAX 2019, I think it was, I went to like a ranking all the Final Fantasy games panel for funsies. And the panel was like, hey, can we rate Triple Triad separate from 8 so we can put it higher? And everyone agreed and they did. So like I know there's a lot of love for Triple Triad, even though I'm not a huge fan of it.
And Triple Triad, I believe, was also an FF9 or something like it. And
do you like Chocobo Racing or whatever the fuck it is?
Well, so what I was when I said earlier, one of the two Final Fantasy VII Rebirth games, like mini games that I really like, I didn't love Chocobo Racing the original Final Fantasy VII. It was kind of whatever, but in Rebirth, it's pretty good. It's not quite Mario Kart, but like for a Mario Kart inside of a video game, it's pretty good.
I was talking with Rob about I know we're not going to do Mario Party games themselves, but Mario Party has sometimes modes. There is one in 4 and 5. I don't know if any of you remember. I don't know which game it is. Maybe 6. It's one of the GameCube ones. You have like a mech building game on the side. You get parts.
Oh, I didn't play that.
And you build like a fucking mech, and you can do like mech battles outside. Mm. Like it's like EGAD's like mech like building thing. It's 5. Yeah, and you get like different parts and stuff. It's very good, actually.
I should play that. That sounds fun, but I've never played that.
You get like various parts from like the store, and you can like just for like one some stuff makes you faster. You get different like weapons. Some are like melee and stuff. So
Leprechaun shouted out the Pokeathlon and Heart Gold.
It's very good. That's very good.
Those are pretty good.
Play that on stream.
It's hard to differentiate Pokemon minigames because what counts as a minigame versus like the I don't think like doing like Battle Tower counts, in my opinion.
No, that's still, you're still doing the main mechanics.
Ooh, yeah, Jason, what about the Pokemon Stadium minigames?
They're very good. I wish the problem, I guess like, that's like a multi, yeah, that's probably one of the better multiplayer ones. For sure.
God, those are so good.
Those are good. They are like, very good. The Lickitung Sushi minigame lives in my head rent free. Like, that very game's good. Great.
My favorite will always be the Kakuna and Metapod one. I don't know why I really like that one.
Which one was that?
It's so you have to harden on the rock.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I just feel really like it.
Dude, those are all good.
Yeah.
I will shout out No More Heroes. Has a pretty big like the gameplay is obviously like hack and slashy combat with like big bosses, but there is they pace this game so fucking badly, and I love this game so fucking badly with mini games to like you have to like raise $100,000 to like go fight the next assassin, and like you start out with the most dog shit mini games. So you're like literally mowing lawns, or like you have to like hit a coconut tree and catch the coconut and then carry the coconut back to the base. And it's like, you got $5. Congratulations. I'm like, this fucking sucks. But eventually, like, some of them are genuinely very fun. There's a burger cooking one, which is pretty good. The biggest problem is ultimately the fastest way to get money becomes doing like just small combat encounters instead of doing the mini games. But with the exception of there's one mini game that I think is like collecting scorpions, and it's like Animal Crossing style. Like you have a bug net and you like throw it down on the scorpion. But if the scorpion bites you, you have like 10 seconds to run back to the base to drink the antidote. Otherwise you actively lose like a shit ton of money. And it's so infuriating, but God damn it.
I have two fun ones I want to bring up. Two. Okay, so one is, I think sports games in particular are interesting too for this, but like they have games where you build up your stats or something. So like some, obviously, like I think I mentioned it, Rob, Mario Toadstool Tour, you can literally do like birdie chip challenges, or you get through these rings, or you, different ways to play the golf game itself, or tennis, you have like different power-ups, or like you can only hit the front.
I think the Game Boy Mario Tennis game had a bunch for raising your stats, because that was like a tennis RPG.
So like, I know my people, this is not the crowd for it, but like NBA has like games where you like go to like hot spots and like shoot and try to build up your like 3 rating, or like you'll do like passing drills or something like that. They can be okay, but some of the football ones and early Maddens were actually pretty fun. You had like you just basically got to get to the end zone past 2 people and use like juke moves and stuff.
Dude, that was so much fucking fun back in the day.
So I wanted to shout out sports those games titles for doing that, whether good or bad. Now, they're somewhat bad now because they're monetized or something like that. Now you have to, like, force to do them to get stats and get up quick. The fun one I wanted to bring up is Warfare or whatever the fuck. Or
WarioWare, maybe?
Yeah. Warfare, baby.
WarioWare?
The minigame Yes, it's just all mini games. It has to be.
Oh, okay.
There's like a. It's not a solid line. There's a line in my brain of like when a game is so many mini games that the mini games are the game and they don't count as the game as within a game sort of thing.
But there's different ways to play the mini games. So like JT has like the dancing thing or fucking like that or whatever. Yeah. You have like the sports ones, et cetera, et cetera.
This is a good one. I just remembered. The World Ends With You. Shout out to Pridge. Number one World Ends With You fan. There's a game called 10 Pin Slammer, where basically in the game, you're like equips that you get that like give you magical spells are called pins. They're literally like fashion pins or whatever the fuck you want to call them. And then there's a game mode that becomes like, how to describe it? Like you're like charging up, like almost like a top down like pool game. And it's like that Mario Party game where you're trying to knock people off the ledge. But depending on which pins you play with, like say it's a pin that like summons like spikes from the earth in the game, you can push a button at any point in time. Your pin will like shoot out a bunch of spikes from it. And if somebody hits you while you have the spikes up, then they get stunned. So then you can like charge up and just instantly knock them off the level. And then there's like some that'll be like, oh, if I'm about to fall off, I can hit this and it'll put up a wall so I won't fall off the ledge. And it's just like and you have like health. So it's like, oh, I can fall off five times before I lose, or like I can fall off three. I didn't play as much of it because the base combat in the game is genuinely super fun. But it was an interesting mode, and it is a way that you can unlock new pins that you can have in the game. Which is a good way of like tying it in to the base gameplay. It feels a little like Pogs in a way. Like
I was thinking that when you said it earlier, but yeah.
Oh no, for sure. It's a cool mode. Okay, there we go. Cosmic Forces. I adore 10 Pin Slammer. I'm glad somebody in the chat knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I'm not fucking crazy.
Zach, I was a little surprised you didn't bring either of these up. I wrote them down. I haven't played either one, but like the skateboarding for MGS2 or Ape Escape for MGS3.
I mean, I feel like one is just literally put an entire game in a game. Actually, I feel like both of them, and they just put a whole game in a game. Fair. But
okay. But I mean, I didn't play either one, so like I don't know if it's like more of a mini game or just
the skating in MGS2. I don't think I played because I don't think I had the version of it, or I didn't fuck with it. Noradora, literally, we found this out. We were figuring out which version of the game we wanted to play for stream. And the one we're playing has everything except for the skateboarding minigame, which is very funny.
I had a couple other shout out ones. Blitzball for Wes, since he's not on here.
I'm really sad.
His entire screen name is based on Blitzball that he goes by and everything.
Bututsubaru. The discussion we had earlier of
God,
your old screen names being cringe. Wes's was Bututsubaru,
which is Blitzball. Yeah. And then I also want to shout out just the Gold Saucer in Final Fantasy 14 in general, like the MMO one. They have a bunch of super fun games that
I've heard that.
I've played a couple of them. They're very fun. They have like a platforming one, which doesn't really make sense in like an MMO like that, but it was really good time. And they have some other ones too. And then I have a joke one, which is kicking the can into the bakery in Apple Market from Mega Man Legends.
It's not a mini game.
It's not a mini game, but I did that so many times it felt like a game within the game.
That's
not a mini game. It's not, but every time you kick the can into the bakery, you got 1,000 whatever the money was. Zenny, thank you. Zenny. And then if you zone out and zone back in, you can do it again. So, like, young kid David, who needed money in that game, just kept zoning out, zoning in, and kicking the can to the bakery.
I did want to shout out Machine Strike from Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, I didn't like that one as much.
Pridge talked about it the other day. He was like, that's worth mentioning. So, shout out to that game. Sibylla points out Kirby Mass Attack had mini games. I've not played Mass Attack, will talk about Kirby and the Crystal Shards, which did have incredible mini games.
They are these mini games
are so good.
Hold on. I will challenge you. No, I will challenge you that they're very the mini games are mid except for the fucking checkerboard one where checkerboard you fucking kill people.
Checkerboard one's the best.
The battle one.
No doubt. No doubt.
The other ones are like whatever. Who the fuck
the
cares?
The ones racing and it's the...
They like collect fruit from the fucking thing.
Yeah, those are still fun. But yeah, you're right. The other one is way
better. It's the checkerboard where you're versing like your friends and like trying to knock them off.
Knock them off.
Like, yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really fucking good.
Oh, I don't know how I didn't bring this up earlier. Celeste has an entire Celeste Classic / Pico 8 version of the game in the game.
I will say that's just the whole other game that already exists.
It's a whole other game that's true. That is
otherwise true. I'd be like, oh hey, you can play Punch Out in Animal
Crossing. Yeah, I was gonna say
that is kind of true.
It's hard to differentiate with the mini game versus the game star. You know,
yeah, that's fair. I also want to bring up Dave the Diver from last year, like the cooking and sushi restaurant mini games from Dave the Diver were very fun. Like I could just play those, like that game on repeat. Like I had a really good time with that game.
I had a good week with that game.
Oh, game was so good. And I think we talked about it.
It wasn't on my top 10 of last year. Last year was very competitive.
It was very competitive, but you were wrong. We mentioned this during Queen's Blood, but I don't think we specifically said Gwent. Like Gwent.
I was going to say, I don't know if we said Gwent or not.
We talked about Gwent, but we didn't just say like, hey, Gwent is kind of a... Gwent's good. Very good. Gwent's very fun. Again, another card game that famed card game hater me is kind of okay with.
You gotta play Slay the Spire, man.
I don't.
Oh, he would hate Slay the Spire.
I don't like roguelikes or card games generally. That sounds like a fucking nightmare for me.
Wait, but two negatives make a positive, so.
When you multiply, not add. and then last one I had was like the pet battle system from WoW, which is probably just a me thing.
Yeah, no, that's
but there's talking about. There's it's been there for probably 10 years is probably too much, but probably like 10 years of like there's pets in WoW, they've had them for forever. There's basically a Pokemon game that's been there for many, many years in WoW based on pets you can grab, and it's honestly pretty solid, and they keep updating it with each expansion and stuff. They keep adding new stuff to it, so it's pretty cool. Shout out to pet battles are fun.
I don't think we shouted out. Somebody in the chat earlier mentioned Voltorb Flip. Fulfilla.
I specifically ignored that.
You did not like Voltorb Flip?
It's fine.
Oh, I don't know. I like Minesweeper. It's basically Minesweeper, but...
Do you like Minesweeper?
Minesweeper's okay.
Yeah. I don't like Minesweeper once you get on a higher difficulties and you do have to guess sometimes. I don't... I know... I
mean, you just gotta get good.
No,
there are certain situations where you have to guess.
I know, where you can lose an entire round by guessing.
You just gotta make sure you don't. You gotta play it no guess mode.
That's not a thing.
I feel like there's a no guess option.
It's called easy, dude. Which is like, oh, I beat easy mode.
No,
there's only one bomb on the fucking
I have done the whatever the large one is once in my life, and I was like, all right, it feels pretty good.
Pick,
medium one is the most enjoyable though.
Medium,
sure.
What else do I have? Oh, honestly, shout out to any pool or darts mini games. Those are all good.
Ugh,
love them. I love pool
darts. Darts mini games almost always suck.
No, they're good. What are you talking about? Yakuza and Final Fantasy, they're both good.
Stardew has one darts.
They
too.
Don't sound fun to play.
Oh, I don't know that Stardew. How do I not?
You're in a
Stardew
bar, one? I think. Well, not the bar. Or is it the? It's like the.
Yeah, it's the tavern.
No, but it's the. I think it's the. The one that's not at the normal town. I think it's a. Like the pirate one, maybe.
Oh, that would explain why I haven't played it. Because I don't.
Yeah.
Know that one. I love dart. I love dart and pool mini games, though. They're so fun. Mainly because I just want to play those two games, but I'm not good at them. So the video game lets
you
play
like
them, but be better
minigames
at them.
Or no? Are bowling minigames chill?
Yeah, they can be. Yeah,
there's one in Tekken Tag Tournament. You can bowl.
I've heard that's really good. I haven't played it, but I've heard that one's really good. Yeah,
but it is just bowling.
I have heard Tekken bowling is very good.
Why is there bowling in a Tekken game?
It's so Tekken Tag Tournament had fucking bowling, and P-Jack was my guy. Jack, Prototype Jack knew how to fucking bowl, and then he also had shades, so you know he was good at it.
Is there bowling in Tekken 8?
Put sunglasses on a character. Jason's like, I'm all in. Still a good bowler.
Is bowling in the new Tekken? Have you played the new Tekken, Jason?
I haven't played the 8 yet. I only have 7.
Where is bowling?
Shout out to, on my birthday, I played Wii Bowling with Chris, Vic, and Wes. I fucking smoked them all.
Hell yeah.
Wii Bowling. Easily doubled all their scores. It was genuinely wild.
This is a genuine question. Did you play it on a Wii or a Wii U?
This is the guy. Yeah, this is the guy who hates the Wii famously.
It's true.
I hate the Wii. It's a bad console, but it doesn't mean I'm gonna fuck up bowling.
I think it says more about them more than you. Like, how bad are they at gaming then? If they lost to you at bowling, like,
I mean, well, Zach also
they're playing a bad console, and that's fine.
No, I was gonna say Zach was like a junior bowler.
That
like,
does you know? No.
It translates.
Listen, I was ranked in the top 300 child bowlers in the state of Ohio for once.
That's not how it works.
So clearly that transfers.
I play Guitar Hero. I'm instantly the best fucking guitar.
No. Baby. It only goes one way. It goes from real guitar to Guitar Hero, not the other way around. No, it doesn't go in reverse. Same for bowling. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're good at bowling, you're good at Wii U bowling or Wii bowling. Mm-hmm. If you're good at Wii U bowling, doesn't mean you're good.
Was it more than one round? I will give them benefit if it was like one round. They maybe had a bad round.
I don't know. I think we just played one full, like,
okay.
10
they might have, maybe it's not a bad round. Maybe
how many turkeys did you get?
I didn't get a turkey. I did have two strikes. I no frame. Did I not at least get a spare?
I mean,
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Played it at a completely average.
What's your average, Rob, on bowling?
You know what? I don't think we need to do a push-up challenge. Let's do a bowling challenge, you know?
If it's Wii bowling, yes. If it's real bowling, that hurts my fingers. My fingers.
My fingers?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's got strong biceps, but weak fingers.
One of these days, we do need to do like a bowling video game decathlon where we just play a bunch of things.
One of my biggest dreams to do that, but
we need to do that for an extra life. We need to do that for an extra life. That's the time to do it.
Yeah. Just set up like play 1 minute of Tetris, who has the highest score. Play 1 minute or one round of Wii bowling, who has the highest score. One round of, you know, figuring out how to set that all up across different.
I have some ideas on how to do it.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts about that. We can
play one round of fucking Pokemon Snap, see who gets the highest score. Make some of them just so wild. Like,
shout out to the welcome back emote at work, which is Professor Oak saying welcome back.
That's pretty good, yeah. Play one round of Halo 2 multiplayer.
Oh, I'd finally be able to do something.
that's the point of the decathlon, Rob, is we have different genres. So people excel differently.
Here's what you need to do. For the decathlon, you need to also be able to bet on each one. So, like, if you're not playing, so people can, like, if you're not one of the participants in it, which I feel like you should be, but I think betting on it would be fun, too. Like, this guy has this much odds.
I feel like pretty much all of us should, but maybe the community can bet on the decathlon? That sounds like fun.
See, here's the thing. I think do it like a Jackbox game where you're competing to get points for yourself, but you can also bet on other competitors.
Oh.
If you're like, I know I'm going to fail in this. But if I figure out,
but then you could tank on purpose. It's the only thing theoretically.
No, because you still win more points if you win purposefully.
Okay. Yeah,
we'd have to balance it.
Yeah, like you get 1,000 points if you win, but you get like 400 if the person you thought won will also wins. You know,
folks.
Well, I know
Jason's gonna bet on himself every time.
Can I?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That means you're confident, man.
Then I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Well,
there's only like one thing I'm like, no way.
Just because I got to know, what is it?
Probably rhythm games.
Oh, sign me up for those.
Really?
Baby. Sign me up for the rhythm games.
Hard, but I don't think that's very good.
Okay. No, I didn't know that you weren't good at rhythm games.
It's a lot of button mashing. Dance, DDR, I'm very bad
at rhythm.
Oh, DDR is great. DDR, Beat Saber, all of them. Give me all the rhythm games.
Yeah, I very much like rhythm games. Fuck with them hard.
Folks, that's been another Save Data Cast. Are there games within a game that we missed? Your favorite games within a game, 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 recurring. let us know in the comments.
And if you like Gummy Ship, why? If you like Winnie the Pooh, I'm sorry.
The mini games, not the character. I'm saving you some pain, Jason. All right?
No, I'm good.
Listen, I will stand up for Winnie the Pooh characters. They're good.
Eeyore is my spirit animal.
Eeyore, Tigger, Peek, Kanga? Piglet, Peek.
I like Kanga.
Changa, Kanga. MILF. That's a joke. Watch Chaos Jeopardy.
She has to clarify it. That's a joke, I promise.
I'm not trying to fuck an anatomical kangaroo.
We don't know that.
He's just being real.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
we don't know.
Rob, man. you're the furry of us.
Of us?
Hold on. Hold on.
Of the four of us.
I'm gonna defend my boy here. I'm gonna defend my boy. That is not his position in this.
Of the four of us.
Out of the four of us, that's probably true. Yeah.
Sure. Pridge is number one. Rob's got to be number two.
No, you're way higher than me on that scale. Surely.
Me?
I doubt that. Yeah. I doubt that heavily.
That's no.
Do I vote with Rob just to kind of get Zach's reaction at it?
That would be a very you thing to do.
What if Wes is secretly closeted furry? He just has a suit in his...
No,
I think Wes
I think Wes has some wild kinks that we don't know about, but I don't think being a furry is one of them.
I don't think furry's that wild this day and age, to be honest.
No.
What is wild in this day and age? Like cannibalism?
I think this is a good time to end the stream, folks. Thanks for tuning in to another Save Data Cast. We'll catch you on Monday for, I think, Metal Bear Solid. Is that right?
This Monday is, yes, Metal Bear
Solid. Yeah, Metal Bear Solid 2.
I finally get to play as Ryan.
Cubs of Liberty. Spoilers, goddamn.
I mean, come on. It's a 20-year-old game.
It's fair. Goggles hasn't played it.
You take a bite out of any people.
Yeah, well, Goggles isn't here.
Goggles also did know that, right? And you ended up playing as, so.
Okay, well, good for Goggles.
Goggles isn't here.
The guy who knows the bear avatar. How is that guy not listed in our furry people?
All right, you can list Goggles the character as
on the furry list. Yeah, Goggles is probably our number one furry, and then Bridge, and then Rob.
Why am I on the list?
And then this is coming out of left field. Carl, sorry, Carl, you kept me straight on this one. I don't know. Carl's the kind of guy where I could believe that he would have Googled it at one point and not clicked away, and then been like, "Oh shit, it's just awakened something in me," you know. He's not going to watch this video.
Oh, God. Catching a stray. Okay, for like the third time. Goodbye, folks. Have a nice night. We'll catch you next week.